within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 125, When Jesus Comes Again. One of the promises upon which New Testament Christianity is built is the second coming of Christ. Unfortunately, there is much unfounded speculation about the events of that time, and so we want to ask and answer the question, what will happen when Jesus comes again? The doctrine of premillennialism says that Christ will come back to Jerusalem, establish his kingdom on earth, reinstate the old law of Moses and temple worship, and sit on David's throne in Jerusalem, reigning over all the earth for 1,000 years of peace and prosperity, during which time everyone has every second chance to repent and serve God. A faithful old gospel preacher has defined premillennialism this way. Pre means before. Millennial means thousand-year reign. And ism means it ain't so. The Bible does not teach the doctrine of premillennialism. The Bible says that when Jesus comes again, it will be not to establish his kingdom on earth, but to deliver that kingdom back to God. 1 Corinthians 15:24. That, of course, implies that the kingdom is already established on earth, and so it is. The premillennialists, looking for the establishment of the kingdom sometime in our future, are just 2,000 years too late. For Jesus began his preaching nearly that long ago by saying, Mark 1:15, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel." He said a little later in Mark 9:1, "There be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power." Jesus thus promised that his kingdom would be established on earth within that generation. And so it was. In Matthew 16:18 and 19, our Lord used the terms kingdom and church interchangeably to speak of the same institution. In Acts 2, the church or kingdom was established and has been on earth ever since. And so Paul could speak of those who had been translated into the kingdom by God, Colossians 1:13. Hebrews 12:28 could speak of receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved. And of course, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world," John 18:36. "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you," Luke 17:20-21. The church, established in 33 AD, is the kingdom Jesus promised. There will be no literal thousand-year reign of a golden age on earth. There will be no reinstating of the old law of Moses. There will be no second chance for those who have died in sin. When Jesus comes again, it will be for judgment. He will not reinstate the law of Moses, but will judge us by his word, the New Testament. Romans 2:16 speaks of the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. And Jesus said in John 12:48, "The word that I spoke, the same shall judge in the last day." We are living in the kingdom age now, and that age will end, not begin, when Jesus comes again. The Bible nowhere describes him even so much as setting foot upon the earth, much less sitting on the throne in Jerusalem. For when he comes again, the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up, 2 Peter 3:10. My friends, don't let anyone deceive you. When Jesus comes again, there will be no second chance. Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." Your eternity depends on your decisions and actions now, in this life. As we close, consider Peter's statement in 2 Peter 3:11 and 12. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in Prosperity.